This is the Q-Tip Podcast by Q-Source, the Medicare Quality Innovation Network Quality Improvement Organization for the state of Indiana. This podcast was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, the quality of this broadcast may be a little lower than our usual standards. We appreciate your understanding as we practice social distancing. From all of us at Q-Source, stay healthy, stay safe, stay informed, and enjoy the latest episode of Q-Tips.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Kathy Ray. I'm a quality improvement advisor with Q-Source. We are the Medicare Quality Improvement Organization. Our podcast topic will be recommendations for residents and employees with suspected or confirmed COVID-19 in healthcare settings. Today's focus is crucial to assist in the management of containing COVID-19 while following the most recent information from the CDC, ISDH, and local health departments. All facilities should ensure following these guidelines for all current information for practice and policy updates, and they are changing at a rapid pace as new developments and information are emerging on what seems to be a daily basis. As nursing homes have recently emerged as a special focus for state officials and ISDH, it's important to practice and incorporate immediate steps to screen for and or manage suspected or confirmed cases of COVID-19 in your facility. Some focus topics for today will include limiting how germs enter your facility by reducing the number of entry points and managing all accessible entrances with screening stations that will be staffed at all times to ensure that all staff, visitors, and vendors go through the appropriate screening process prior to being granted access into your building. We will also talk about isolation for your symptomatic residents, setting up separate triage areas, if able, in your building by placing residents with suspected or confirmed COVID-19 in private rooms with their door closed and access to a private bathroom. We will also talk about protecting healthcare facility personnel from body substances, contaminated medical supplies, devices, and equipment, contaminated environmental services, and contaminated air. As the CDC has interim guidance that's updated frequently based on current available information on the COVID-19 with current data situations across the United States, nursing homes have seen an increase in the number of positive cases across the state. As you know, the elderly population that you serve are a vulnerable population, and in our congregate settings, it places them at even higher risk of transmission due to their surroundings and other comorbidities that they are dealing with, puts them at a higher risk of more severe signs and symptoms and an increased risk of death if they do contract the virus. The latest data reports that have released stated that nursing homes account for 15% of the COVID-19 deaths in Indiana. And as a result of these statistics, state officials are stepping up and stepping in to the COVID-19 testing for all nursing homes. As of this past week, Dr. Box, the state health commissioner, has ordered that all long-term care facilities are to report every known or suspected COVID-19 case, both for residents and employees, and every known or suspected COVID-19 death to their local and state health departments. ISDH has implemented 11 regional strike teams to investigate possible COVID-19 cases in long-term care facilities. These strike teams will be testing individuals suspected to be ill and will be helping the staff implement facility infection control procedures. This effort will assist in ramping up the testing of more residents and staff to help prevent the spread and assist in keeping your residents and staff safe. ISDH is also working with facilities to help residents shelter in place who are no longer needing hospitalization but not yet able to return home. So our steps that we need to take to minimize the risk of exposure will include step number one, limiting the points of entry into your building and ensuring that each of the accessible entrances are staffed at all times for screening of all who are wanting to enter the facility, as we discussed previously. Number two, assure all personnel who enter your facility don the appropriate PPE. At a minimum, all individuals should wear a mask at all times and practice frequent hand hygiene. If an essential worker is caring for a resident that is presumed or confirmed to have COVID-19, they should follow contact and droplet isolation precautions and wear gowns, gloves, masks, and eye protection. Number three, practice standard precautions at all times. Number four, isolate those symptomatic residents that are presenting with respiratory signs or symptoms, such as a sore throat, cough, shortness of breath, and/or fever. Place these folks immediately in an area in the building, such as a private setting, room, or a wing of the building that has been dedicated as a COVID-19 unit. Number five, hand hygiene frequently before and after all resident contact and/or care, before and after removing PPE, and when touching surfaces. Number six, ensure that you are utilizing consistent staffing assignments to assist in reducing exposure to other staff and residents throughout the rest of your building. Number seven, report all presumed and confirmed COVID-19 to your state and local health departments. Number eight, if a resident requires a higher level of care or the facility cannot fully implement all recommended precautions, the resident should be transferred to the hospital. You must inform all transport personnel of the situation and the condition of the resident prior to the transfer. Number nine, remember that you should be providing your residents with appropriate PPE as well as your employees. Number 10, remind residents to engage in social distancing and provide education to residents on facility policies for infection prevention and state guidance during this time. Encourage and provide access for the residents to perform hand washing frequently. Access the COVID-19 preparedness checklist for nursing homes and long-term care settings at www.cdc.gov for the surveillance guidelines, criteria for identification and management of ill residents, occupational health guidance and direction, education and training, supplies and resources, and surge capacity staffing, along with post-mortem care. All of these resources are available at www.cdc.gov. Number 12, be diligent in ensuring that your facility is screening each employee prior to reporting to the floor each day that they are scheduled. Provide ongoing education to all personnel on risk exposure, infection prevention, and hand hygiene should also be a priority and may be a daily educational event with the ever-changing information. You can utilize this education by providing refresher courses on hand washing, isolation precautions, PPE, environmental cleaning, meal preparation and delivery to ensure that all staff are up to date and following your facility's current policies and practices. Remember, this is important to provide education not only to your direct care staff, but also to the ancillary staff in your facility, such as your wound care nurses, vendors, lab technicians, social workers, therapies, radiology, etc. Each facility should manage and monitor all ill or exposed healthcare personnel by testing, quarantine, and reporting all presumed and confirmed cases to their local public health department and to ISDH. Facilities should reinforce their sick leave policies by reminding staff that they should not report to work if they have respiratory signs or symptoms or if they have a fever. In addition, facilities should implement a non-punitive sick leave policy during this time to ensure that healthcare workers will stay home if they are having signs or symptoms of COVID-19. QSource thanks you for listening today and for all you do to protect and serve your residents, families, and each other. Remember, you are not alone, and if we can be of assistance, please email us at techassist@qsource.org or visit our dedicated webpage at qsource.org. Thank you.
This material was prepared by QSource, the Quality Innovation Network Quality Improvement Organization for Indiana, under a contract with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, a federal agency of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Content does not necessarily reflect CMS policy.